All right. Welcome in. Toilets to Titles, episode number 58. We just recorded our one-year podiversary on Tuesday, May 11th. So this is officially the first episode of our second season. So welcome in to episode one of season two, but episode number 58 total. Again, to Toilets to Titles, tonight we are doing a three-round, 10-team IDP rookie mock, IDP only. Okay, rookies only. So this thing's going to be crazy. I got a bunch of guests on. But before I bring the guests on, I got some formalities to go through. So I want to let everybody know you can find me on Twitter at Coach Sheps. You can find the show on Twitter at Toilets to Titles. Justin's in the background right now. He's if you're watching, you know, he's doing all, I don't know what they're called, but he's putting all the blurbs at the bottom and he's making sure this thing runs smoothly because I will definitely not do that. You can follow Justin on Twitter at JustinFF underscore. The way to listen to our show, regardless of how you're listening right now, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Podbean, we are on Periscope, we are on Spotify, we have a YouTube channel. All those links will be posted on our show notes, and you can also find them on the Toilets to Titles handle. Regardless, again, of how you are listening to us, we would appreciate it if you would go to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, like a few episodes, throw us a few comments. If you have Apple Podcasts, five-star review, you know, write it in there. And then if you want to get into our Frankenstein League, which is going to be a lot of fun, I think it was episode 51 we discussed that. Kyle, who's going to be on the show tonight, he's in that. If you want to be in that with us, throw us a five-star review, DM it to us on Twitter, and it's an easy way for you to get in there. Okay, the last bit of formality. Today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. So now that's done, we can start mocking. Before we mock, let's bring on some guests. The first guest is a returning guest, Kyle Bellafuel, our guy. Kyle, what's cooking?
How's it going, Coach? Happy to be back, man.
I'm ready to go. IDP, yeah. This is... We're kind of walking through a door we haven't really gone into. We're going into the other side, and I needed some guidance, and I needed some people to hold my hand, and I feel like y'all are going to do that tonight.
Oh, man, yeah, you assembled an awesome crew, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. You know, this is a really, really fun IDP class, and it's a little different just doing the IDP-only rookie mock, and really looking forward to it.
Man, I feel like I'm having a little bit of a brain fart, but you said I assembled an awesome crew, and I'm thinking Samuel L. Jackson in the Avengers with the eye patch. I don't know why I can't think of his name, but that's what I feel
like right now. Right, yeah. That's you putting it together, man.
Kyle on Twitter, at KBell, KBellF54. We'll put that in the show notes. As per his Twitter profile, he's a family man, Packers fan, a lifetime golfer with zero holes in one, and he's a contributor for IDP, guys. It's Nick Fury. Justin came through in the clutch. He's in the back, Nick Fury, and he helped me out. He threw it in.
Yep.
Nick Fury. I'm going to do my best Nick Fury tonight. All right, let's bring on our next guest, Jared Gray. Jared, what is cooking?
Hey, what's up, man? I appreciate you having me on. Obviously, I know Kyle. Nice to meet you, Coach, and I'm glad you reached out. You know, I love some IDP. Kyle knows this. So.
Oh, yeah.
I've been working like crazy, and I'm glad I'm finally having a break and gotta represent my boys now. So,
what is? I couldn't see. There's a blurb in the bottom. What is that there?
Oh, sorry, it's a little ESPN. Oh, so,
look at humble that.
Brag. Humble brag. Hell yeah.
All right.
And you were ready. I asked you. I barely asked you, and you immediately answered. You're like, "Let's rock and roll." And I was like, "This guy. I don't even think we interacted. You know, before this, you were ready to rock and roll." So I was like, "This is my guy." So this is Jared.
I love this stuff. So.
You can follow Jared on Twitter at J-A-R-O-D Gray, and he's analytics and statistics researcher for ESPN Radio, as he showed us his ESPN shirt. Tonight, I'm representing my guy. It's the Zeds from Dr. Seuss. So that's what I'm
with. That's what's up.
Jared's an expert ranker at Fantasy Pros, Oklahoma alumni boomer. So
Sooner.
All right. Let's bring in Hollywood. Hollywood, what's cooking?
Going on, fellas?
You ready to rock?
I am ready to rock. I'm ready to go. Ready to get this thing underway and see what kind of trouble I'm in.
What kind of trouble? I'm the one who's in trouble. I'm around a bunch of sharks. Can we say that? Is that Tennessee orange you're wearing tonight? Is that volunteer orange?
No, that's an Under Armour shirt for today.
I'm actually making my way down to Tennessee in about 2 weeks. I'm heading down to Gatlinburg. First time.
Oh wow. You'll be about an hour and a half from me.
Maybe we'll bump into each other.
We might do it.
Pigeon Forge. But you can find Hollywood on the Twitter at Hollywood Titan. He's a co-host of IDP Nation and Devi IDP Grind. He's a writer and ranker for IDP guys. He loves the Titans. He loves the Volunteers. And let's bring in our final guest. This is Roxanne, Queen Roxanne. What is happening?
Hello. How is everybody?
We are doing excellent. We are ready to rock and roll.
Thank you for having me on.
You are a host of Getting Defensive, correct?
Correct.
Is that a weekly podcast, IDP?
We do IDP cast twice a week, Tuesday. We show once a month on Sunday of the month with just a whole bunch of guests that we find throughout the month to bring on.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. I'm in the business of bringing on lots of guests, as you can see. I think I brought three of you are first timers on here. I reached out to you, I think all of you this week. You were gracious enough to respond. You're IDP experts. We needed this on the show. I haven't seen too much of IDP only mocks, and we're ready to bring one to the listeners. So are you all ready to go?
Yes. Always ready. Ready.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, let's get this thing kicked off with the 101 of this IDP only rookie mock. Again, it's 10 team, 3 round. It happens to be me who has the first selection. And the reason I could lie and say I randomized it, but I did not. I gave it to myself because I am picking with sharks and I needed an advantage. And I'm a Cowboys fan. We got Michael Parsons. I talked Parsons to Dallas into existence since about July. And it's only right that Team Sheps drafts Michael Parsons with the first selection. If anybody – now, you guys need to tell me, is this the correct pick at the 101? Is this chalk? Like, what – is this a good selection, Kyle?
Yeah, definitely. I like the pick. He would be my pick at one as well. You know, he's going to bring some juice and some speed and some explosiveness to your Dallas Cowboys defense. And you know, I think he's the best linebacker on your roster now, and I'm expecting him to be out there right away, run around making plays, and he's a heck of a talent. You guys, you didn't get your corner that everybody was mocking to you guys there at 10 because they went right ahead of you, but you traded back a few spots and got just an excellent player, Micah Parsons, that's going to really bring it for your defense.
And he's a mean SOB, and we've got a mean SOB our defense for quite some time, so I'm happy with that. They had, I think, rookie minicamp, and they're slotting him in at the mic, so I think that increases his value, so I'm happy with that. Kyle, you were on the clock with the second selection of our mock.
All right, I am going to take – oh, if I can get it up. All right, I'm going to take Zaven Collins, the linebacker from Arizona. He was one of my favorite players in the whole pre-draft process and everything. Once I started watching some Zaven Collins tape, I was just a huge fan. He's a big guy who can run. He moves really well. It's crazy that he's 6'4", 260. When you watch him play, he just doesn't move like a guy with that kind of size. He's excellent against the run. He's good in coverage. He can blitz. And, you know, the landing spot at Arizona at first, it was a little bit of a head-scratcher for a minute, but then – you know, Steve Keim and Kingsbury came out and said he was going to play the mic the next day, which is exactly what I want to hear. And now they officially have said that they're looking to move Jordan Hicks and that Zaven Collins is the dude. And him and Isaiah Simmons are going to be quite the tandem there in Arizona. I love the fit NFL-wise for Collins, playing that mic position for Arizona, holding down the middle. And I love it for IDP, and I think he's going to be an impact player right away. So I'm going to take him at 2.
I like Collins. I thought, you know, I haven't heard this like at all, but he reminds me a lot of Rolando McClain, like a lot.
Okay.
And if Rolando McClain wasn't, you know, a mess, would have dominated in the NFL for a long time. And I see that in Zaven Collins, and he seems to have his head on his shoulder. The way they both had like such a nose for the football, like an uncanny ability to just seek it out. And I a lot of that. So with the second selection, that is good. Roxanne, you were on the clock with the third pick. Oh, wait, Justin's chiming in. We got an interrupter.
Hey, Kyle. Well, actually, for all of you, the team that you guys accepted, if you could go ahead and input those players, I'm going to input all of your other teams. So
gotcha.
I'm all the odd ones.
It won't let me pick them.
Oh, wait a minute. That's my fault.
Oh,
I'll do it.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. He's out. Roxanne, sorry for the interruption.
All good. Well, I'm going to have to go with Jeremiah Owosu-Koramora. And you are entering that, right? Is that what? Okay.
Justin's entering it. You got it.
I just want to make sure. I think he – sorry, I'm looking at my board.
No sweat.
Will make a impact at the Cleveland Browns first day, first week. I don't think it was a question to even take him, like the Micah Parsons pick, you know, with the number one pick. It's a no-brainer at this point. I think he's going to be a stud this year, actually. I really do. I think he has a lot of potential, has a lot of awareness to what's going on in the game, and can be a week one starter for the Browns.
You have to think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for cleanup on that defense with the edge rushers that they have. Quarterbacks are going to be scrambling for their life, flipping the ball anyway. So I could see him having quite a few turnovers as well. And I read a stat somewhere on the internet, and I wish I could, you know, give a source, but I don't have one, where it talked about basically burst at the contact point, and somehow they measured it. And again, I'm not quoting this correctly, but they compared him to all the other players in this year's draft class. And they said, you know, at the contact point, like the burst from, you know, like a yard away, he had the most force and impact out of any other prospect in this class. So when he hits, he really packs a punch. So I'm excited to watch him play. So Koramoa is off the board. And next on the clock, we have Hollywood.
All right. So I'm up. I'll take Jamin Davis, the linebacker for Washington. They've been looking for a linebacker for years. So I'm not as high on Davis as some of the people are. You know, I see a lot of number one linebacker stuff. But with the situation in Washington playing behind that front four, they just need him to be decent, and he's going to rack up a lot of totals. I think the opportunity in the landing spot is going to send him through the roof. So I like him playing behind those big guys up there.
I agree. That dude's he's my early pick for defensive rookie of the year.
I've heard that from a couple people already. I've took
he's in the perfect position, man. I mean, just the perfect position.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's not as talented as Parsons and Zaven Collins, but that landing spot, that makes up for a lot, because he's not going to have to dig through much traffic.
But he is the one guy that has seen the best offenses of the of those groups. So. Mm-hmm. As much as I like JOK, he's going to see it. And that's what I was telling Justin before we started. He's the one person that I can see a lot of rushing attempts towards him. So he's my pick for Defensive Player of the Year, rookie. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I dig it.
And then especially if their offense sputters out and the opponent's playing with the lead, they're going to be settling down and running the football. So there you go. There's a lot of carries right there. So that's about where my my IDP – I wouldn't say all of my IDP knowledge is, but the top of my IDP knowledge ends at about him. And so all my guys are gone. I am on the clock with my second selection. And I am going to take – I guess I'm going to go with Pete Warner, Ohio State. You know, it seemed like he was the type of guy who was rising throughout the process. I think he was not one who was talked about quite often. But, you know, Dane Brugler is a guy I listened to a lot. He really liked Warner. Sounds like Warner is good in coverage. He's good against the run. He's pretty versatile. And I know there's a spot in New Orleans right away for him to stick in there and start. So, go ahead, Justin.
Hey, I think Jared had pick five, didn't he?
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
Now everything changes. Completely
everything
gone.
Changes.
Everything changes. I saw the clock up on five earlier, so I thought that five made the selection.
Now's your chance, Jared. Now's your chance.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I love the Pete Warner pick. I think that he's one of the guys that you could go, but he's not my guy here, so you can have him in a second. Honestly, because you're doing this in sleeper and you get a dual designation and nobody on their planet trusts a player in Cincinnati, I'm going with Joseph Asai here. He's got a dual designation. He gets linebacker and defensive lineman designation here. He's a guy who was a team captain at Texas, as much as I hate Texas because I'm from Oklahoma. The guy doesn't miss tackles. I mean, he's a converted player who became a really good defensive lineman. And I would love to see him kind of play that hybrid role, especially with them who they brought in. I think that he could easily move to outside linebacker and let him rush. And I think he could be a steal early or late. He's not a guy that I'm looking for long-term, but I got to look at my name side over here on number 10. So I got to look at both aspects. So,
all right. Well, so there goes Asai. You know who I'm taking? I'm taking Warner. I dropped the ball there by skipping. No, I apologize.
I figured I was going to let you have him anyway, so I'm good.
I appreciate. Thank you for being cool. that just works out. So, all right. So five and six went like that, and now on the clock with the seventh selection, Kyle, you are back up.
I'm up. So I'm going to take Nick Bolton, linebacker from Kansas City. I was a really big Bolton fan in Missouri. He's a super fun player to watch because he's just a physical dude who gets downhill. He's excellent against the run. He's a good, really good instincts, good feel for the game. Plays with a ton of energy and passion. He's just a fun player to watch. He's going to really, really bring it for Kansas City's defense. Kansas City's defense, they play a lot of dime last year. So I'm curious to see what they do with Bolton and Willie Gay, but I expect Bolton to be their mic and run the show. And I think as well, for sure. And I think, a lot of their defense last year, their linebacker core was just not good. Anthony Hitchens, Damian Wilson, Ben Neiman, Darius Harris, so they were just scheming game to game.
Trash. Yeah, it was.
I mean, we wanted to see Willie Gay on the field all year, and they wouldn't do it. But so now that they have a guy like Nick Bolton to play the mic, wear the dot, run the show, and they can put Willie Gay out there to run and make plays because that's what he does best. And I like Bolton. I like the fit, and I think he's going to be a tackle machine for Kansas City and for IDP managers.
Great pick.
Thanks, buddy.
If you are somebody who just, getting into scouting rookies, like you haven't really looked into them now that you're a dynasty player and now you kind of have to, like you haven't been doing it and you don't know who Nick Bolton is, go look him up on Twitter and go look at some of the videos of the hits he had
over
his college career. It is that's a lot of fun. You could just sit down and watch the same hit over and over and over again. He's like the defensive version of Marshawn Lynch. So
that's a good comp. I like that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. So next on the board with the eighth selection, Roxanne, your second team is on the clock.
I am taking Kwity Paye from Indianapolis.
All right. Only the Michigan.
Michigan. I like that, first of all.
You're good.
Okay. He is going to replace, I would think, Justin Houston. Is that right? Indianapolis. Yep. Yes. He could get a lot of play. He should be a full-time player if everything goes right. He should be getting you lots of IDP points right at the beginning if things go well for him. He is – sorry, my notes are, messed up. They're not – my internet's
up here. All good. Take your time. We're only doing three rounds tonight, so we got a lot of time.
Right. I think he will be come in and be a player right away that is going to get you points. And for the eighth pick in a draft, I think that's a bargain pick right there.
Also, if you are a team who's in need of an edge – and you were counting on a rookie to come in and do it, There's a big drop after the top few edges in this class. I don't think the defensive line was all that great, you know, coming into this year. You guys might know more than me, but it seems like there's the top guys and then there's a dip. So I can definitely understand you get your guy right now. So Kwity Paye, he is off the board. Hollywood, you're up, your second team with the ninth selection.
Okay, so looked at a couple different options here, but I'm going to go with defensive end Gregory Rousseau for Buffalo. Sean McDermott's trying to recreate the same thing that he had in Carolina. He's a defensive coach. That's where he wants to go. And he's kind of trying to pattern it after what Washington does with that front four. So now you got Rousseau at one end. You're going to have A.J. Epenesa at the other end, who they drafted last year. And then in the middle, you're going to have Ed Oliver and another rookie that they drafted. So they're trying to get young and have that stud front four. And Russo is going to be the big pass rusher of the group.
I got a question. I'm going a little bit off. We're not on rookies right now with this question. Ed Oliver, you think he takes a step this year?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
He was explosive as hell at Houston. Like he, oh, you think he's – who do you – okay, so here's the question.
He shouldn't have been playing in Houston at first of all. He should have been playing in the SEC somewhere, but I get it.
Who takes a bigger jump, Kinlaw, Oliver?
Kinlaw.
Oliver.
Ooh.
Kinlaw because of opportunity.
Okay. Who's the better player?
Oliver.
Oliver.
Okay. I like it. Like, I had to throw that in there. Kinlaw, Oliver, or Jeffrey Simmons?
Jeffrey Simmons. Monster.
Yep, Simmons.
Yeah. Easy, Simmons. Easy, right? That's easy?
Monster, bro.
Yeah. I just lobbed that one up for you guys. So that was an easy one. I'm really just buying time so I can think.
It's a monster. Well, you're good. You're good.
Jared, you're up for the final pick of the first round. I almost cut you off and selected.
No, you're good. You and me were talking about this, somebody that we should take. I really want to take Chaz Surratt right here. Because, you know, you watch Wilson move on. You don't know what's going on with Anthony Barr. Eric Kendricks, you know, got injured at the end of the year. But I think Chaz Surratt just is too long. You know, I think he's going to have a couple weeks to build. For me, man, I am a Trayvon Merrick homer. Like, that dude reminds me so much of Justin Simmons. It's kind of ridiculous. I have a game-worn jersey in my closet. I'll bring it out in a second. Trayvon Merrick is my pick here. So I just think he's so much like Justin Simmons. And being in where he's at, I don't trust the linebackers totally. I think Abram is more of a pounder role guy. I think you're going to see like four interceptions from Trayvon Merrick this year.
You pulled the old okie doke there. I thought you were going Surratt. You went Merrick. And I like it. So Merrick's off the board. Our first. So we got, what is that? We have.
First safety.
Six linebackers, three edge defenders, or three D linemen. Sorry, first safety. So I am on the clock, and this is the second round, first selection. I do believe he is still available. I'm going to go with Jalen Phillips. I know he has some injury concern, but I believe, you know, from what I've seen, is I think he's got the highest.
I mean, think about it. He was former number one out player of defensive in the line country. Class.
I think it's possible he has the highest ceiling. So
he was the former number one player in the country coming out of high school. Then he got injured because of a car accident, retired, went to do a music scholarship in Miami, and became just ridiculous off the edge. So
pencil him
in. I love Phillips, man.
Pencil him in. I got Phillips. I got Parsons. Sounds like a good draft so far. So there we go. Those are my two selections. And now, Kyle, your second selection with your first team in the second round. Go ahead.
I'm going to take Azeez Ojulari, defensive lineman, linebacker, edge for the New York Giants. I really like Ojulari. I really liked his tape at Georgia. He's quick off the snap. He's got a good bend. He's got good hands. He's got a nice swing move. I like the landing spot, too. The Giants are putting together a really nice defense. They really are. So they needed another pass rusher, and they got Ojulari in the second round, which I thought was a good value and a good pick for their defense. And then especially on sleeper, he has that DL eligibility, which is, I think, huge for his value. So I definitely liked the landing spot, and I like that he's DL eligible on sleeper, and I think he's going to get some run right away because the Giants are putting together a nice defense, and they could use another pass rusher. So I like the fit.
All right. So the Giants are working on defense. That's a good selection, Roxanne. Your first team, first pick in the second round. Go ahead.
This is hard. I really want to take J.C. Horn. But I'm going to take Jason away from Baltimore, the linebacker DL designation out of there. I don't know how much play time he's going to get to start. Anybody have any idea on that?
I think he's going to get some runs seeing that. I don't know how much. He's a little raw. He's a crazy good athlete, right? The biggest thing was the production. He didn't have any sacks this year, so that was kind of one of the knocks
on him. Which is funny because didn't they draft Jalen Ferguson, who was the opposite, the complete opposite? Yeah. It wasn't there at all, but the production was off the charts.
Right.
And you're probably going to be battling it out, right?
Right. Yeah, and well, Yannick's gone, and Matt Judon's gone, and I think it's a great pick, Roxanne. I mean, the high upside.
I think so, too. I think the upside on that one would be good. I thought I like the upside on Mo Rigg, too. I was sad when you took him.
Titan, you were on the clock in the second round. Go
so many places to go here. I'm going to go with one Ernest Jones, linebacker for the Rams.
We were talking about him earlier.
Yeah, he's been gaining a lot of steam lately the last few weeks, and the opportunity's there. You know, Littleton didn't pan out. They got rid of him. Some of the other options they've tried have just not been that guy, and Ernest Jones can do exactly what they need, just downhill tackle and just swallow up runners. You know, they got Donald and those guys on the outside that can cover all that. They needed that downhill thumper, and that's what he can be.
They didn't get rid of Littleton. He took a pay cut to help them with the cap space.
Although Littleton went to the
Raiders. He went to the Raiders.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. My bad. I'm thinking about he took a cap at the Raiders. Yeah, we were talking about him being a perfect fit for them, especially with their new defensive coordinator. I really like his fit there. I think that's a really good pick. We and, you know, Coach were just talking about him before we hopped on. So,
yep. Yeah, I like that pick.
They did huge well opportunity. There. Huge opportunity.
All right. Well, we go back. Jared, you were on the clock in the second round with your first team. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think this was a great pick by the team, and I just don't trust the linebackers here. So Baron Browning for me, I think, nice.
Good pick.
Is really, really going to move up draft boards, you know, especially once he gets his time in the, you know, through rookie camp and moving up. I think you're really going to see Baron Browning just ball out and have a good year at Denver. I mean, because honestly, I don't trust their offense, so he's going to be on the field. That's too tough of a division, man. The Raiders are decent. Obviously, the Chiefs are as good as anybody. So, Baron Browning, watch out.
All right. That's where I was going to go. And he's gone, so I can't go there anymore. So, I'm going to go with the guy I had as my safety one in this class. That's Richie Grant. Yeah, he's going to Atlanta. Where
he's in a perfect spot, man.
Every safety that they had went to Dallas. So there is like he's going to walk into the secondary meeting room. There's going to be corners around him. There's going to be zero safeties. He's going to be the alpha day one. The dude flies around the field. He's sideline to sideline, and he's physical. He's got a nose for the football. You know, I would have loved to see him in Dallas in the second round, but we need a safety. You know, I know, like I said, we got some guys from Atlanta, but they're box guys, and this guy can actually play the deep middle, but he can play the alley. He could fill the alley, and that's a playmaker right there. So give me Richie Grant. Let me input this so Justin will allow the draft to keep moving. After that selection, Kyle, you are on the clock.
I'm up. So I'm gonna take the guy that Jared was just talking about a little bit earlier, and I'm gonna take Chaz Surratt, linebacker, Minnesota. I do think you're gonna have to wait a little bit to get some return on the pick because you know, Minnesota with a healthy Anthony Barr and a healthy Eric Kendricks, they're going to be the ones getting all the snaps. That's what they do. That's what they've been doing in Minnesota. But, you know, they invested solid capital in the third round with Surratt. I like Surratt as a player. What a story in college. Came in as a quarterback, switched over to linebacker, and had an awesome finish to his career his junior, senior year. He's still learning the position. So learning from a guy like Eric Kendricks is going to do him tons of good, because Kendricks is just like one of the best in the game all around. So you might not get the return right away with this pick, but if they do get dinged up, which happens, like Jared said when he was talking about him, you know, he could come right in there. He's an athletic, physical dude that can just run and get it done. So, I like Surratt, and I'm going to roll with him.
I think Roxanne was going to take him anyway, so he was going to be there for me.
Well, Roxanne, you have some time to make your decision. You are on the clock, so when you are ready, let us know who you're taking.
I shall. I think it's going to be easy, though. I think I'm going to take J.C. Horn just because the value there, and why would I let you guys get him?
All right.
I have to take him. I think he has Carolina has a great chance to maybe put a good defense together. They weren't horrible last year. They weren't good. This could be their help they needed, possibly. I don't know. I go back and forth with this pick for them, honestly. I think it could pan out at some point for IDP owners, though.
All right, so J.C. Horn, who was the first corner off the board, is the first corner off the board yet again. So he's got that title twice. So, all right, next we have Hollywood. Go ahead.
I'm making sure he's still here, trying to find him. He's still here. I'm going to take defensive end Peyton Turner for the New Orleans Saints. They've been looking for that secondary pass rusher opposite of Jordan. They drafted.
Well, they had him, but they let him go.
Very true, very true. They had him and let him go, but they tried Marcus Davenport. That's not panned out. They tried a couple other guys. That's not worked. I think Peyton Turner's going to be the guy, another Houston guy who just absolutely burst on the scene in the draft process probably the last couple weeks that I know of. And the opportunity's there. I mean, with Hendricks gone, he's going to have to beat out most likely Marcus Davenport, and from what I've seen, he should be able to easily do that. I think it's just a great fit. He's not going to have to carry the defense because, like I said, you got Jordan on the other side, DeMario Davis, a crew behind you. So I really like that pick.
DeMario Davis, like, dude just keeps on going. He's the energizer, yeah. Buddy. Yeah. How old is he? He's got to be in his 40s.
He's like 33?
32, 34? 33, I think, somewhere in there, yeah.
And he came out of Auburn, I feel like, 20 years ago.
He's like the Frank Gore of linebackers.
That's it, man. I guess I'm wrong. He's 32, I'm 33. Now that's making myself feel old. That's not good. All right, Jared, you have the final pick of the second round. Don't take my guy. Go ahead.
This is a tough one, right, because – I think it's all based on where they go. I don't trust LVE's health. I don't trust KJ Wright coming back to Seattle. I don't trust Jordan Brooks in Seattle. So I'm going kind of crazy here. I'm going Michael Divinity in Seattle. I think he moves in and takes Brooks' spot, man. I really believe this. I think you're going to see more out of him than we expect. And he's kind of my surprise pick of the thing. So,
yeah.
Almost took Jabril Cox. Okay.
That's spicy. I like it.
Jabril Cox is going to be available because I'm not going to take him, but I'm with you on the LVE thing. I think Jalen Smith's gone after this year. I think LVE's gone after this year. I just think
if LVE can stay healthy, nobody's better. The best tackler.
He's a dude.
Linebacker in football.
And he's in a contract year. And usually when they didn't take his fifth year option. So players ball out in their contract year, so hopefully that happens. But I don't know if I believe it can happen because his injuries scare me, you know, for him. They're like it's collarbone, neck stuff, and, you know, I don't know if he could just sustain it. But so I think Cox is worthy of a pick. I am not taking him here. I am the bus driver for the Hufanga Hive. All right? Talanoa Hufanga. I think this guy could win Defensive Rookie of the Year. I'm not just saying that. This dude has a nose for the football, flies around the football field in the passing game, in the running game. He reminds me a lot of Koromoa. I think both of those guys, very instinctual players. I think Koromoa is a little more athletic than Hufanga is, and I think Hufanga is a little more intellectual than Koromoa is, but I think he was a poor man's Koromoa in this draft class. I think he's going to go in there in Seattle. I'm sorry, San Francisco, and ball out third round. I got Parsons earlier. Now I get Hufanga. This team is made my night.
Nice.
So, Kyle, go ahead. You're on the clock.
I'm on the clock. So I am going to take. Where are we at here? Okay, okay. I'm good.
Hey, can I get you to spell your pick for me, please?
T-A-L-A.
No, say it again. Hold on, say it again.
T-A-L-A-N-O-A is the first name. Last name is H-U.
Okay, I got it.
All right, there you go.
All right, I'm ready. Sorry. This is why I don't do IDP.
Defensive players have tough names.
Yeah. Kyle, you're up. I'm up. I am going to take Monty Rice, linebacker for Tennessee.
I knew it was coming. You did it just so he wouldn't be able to take him.
That's Yeah, I wasn't letting Daryl get him. Sorry, Hollywood. Sorry, I'm not sorry, but
you're better than this, Kyle.
I like Monty Rice. And they took him in the third round. So his day two capital is always nice. They just declined Rashawn Evans' fifth year extension, and Jayon Brown got brought back on a one-year deal. So one or both those guys can move on. I would think if Jayon Brown has a good year, they'll be bringing him back on a nice deal because Jayon Brown does a lot for that defense. He's the full-time guy that does it, coverage and everything. But them declining Evans' fifth-year option could open the door next year for Monty Rice to have a big role there. And he's a solid – yeah, for sure. And he's a real solid linebacker against the run. He's got pretty good speed, good range. He's shows pretty good reps and coverage. So next, you probably won't get a ton of return this year, like Surratt, but next year could be a big opportunity for Monty Rice. So I like where he's at for 2022.
I love it, man. I'm in the middle of a Shark Tank. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Shark Tank. It's a huge league, like 50-something teams. Yeah. I'm in that. We're in the auction right now. So I'm going to be looking at this for some gems. So hopefully nobody in this league is watching this because I'm right on my board. All right, so Roxanne, her internet dipped out. I think we could skip the pick for now in case she comes back. I don't know if that's possible, Justin. If we can, let's skip that selection, and let's move on to Hollywood. I'm going to give Justin some time to mess around with that. I see him moving in the background. And Hollywood, you can tell us your pick. Go ahead. Let us know who your selection is. We are by Roxanne.
Okay, so I'm going to take with this team, I've already got two linebackers, so I'm going to take defensive lineman Carlos Basham, Boogie Basham, Wake Forest.
Boogie!
I'm telling you, what Buffalo's putting together up there is scary, reminiscent of what Washington is doing. This is the other guy. Yeah, this is what they're trying, and they have some pieces – that are interchangeable. So I know I mentioned earlier Epineza was their defensive end opposite Russo, but he's a big defensive end. He's a run stopper. So I could see him kicking in the D tackle. I could see the same thing here with Carlos Basham because he's played both. He can play inside, he can play outside. So I think that kind of flexibility is just like what Washington does. I like it. That defensive front four is going to be scary good with Tremaine Edmonds and Terrell Adams and Jordan Poyer playing behind them.
All right.
I agree.
Jared, you were on the clock with the fifth pick.
I'm not going to lie to you. I really thought Daryl was going to take this one from me. Because if you notice, I'm doing a trend here, defensive linebacker, and then I'm going to take my defensive back here, and I think could be the steal of the draft. Where'd he go? There he is. Andre Sisco.
I thought about it.
Main reason, I only trust one player on right now on that defensive side for Jacksonville, and that's Joe Schobert, All-Pro Joe. And then behind him, you got Sisco, and that dude's just going to ball out this year. Watch out.
Yep.
big year, man. Why, it's coming. It's coming good.
People don't realize how freaking good he is.
Yeah.
He led the nation as a freshman in interceptions, backed it up as a sophomore, finishing fifth and leading the ACC in interceptions. So he had 12 interceptions in his first 2 years and would have been just as good or better last year, but got hurt and then finished opting out the season. And you're thinking, when you have that many interceptions, what's wild about it is you're thinking ball hawk, which he is. He has terrific ball skills. But I'm sure Jordan can attest to this. If you've watched him play, you'd swear he hits you just like a freaking linebacker. He has no pullback at all. If he can get you squared up, you're getting punched in the mouth.
I think he's one of the best picks in the draft for that team. Yeah. I was a steal for them.
Yeah,
I did too. Selected Trevor Lawrence. That's the best.
I mean, that was the most expected pick in the draft.
Yeah. Justin, I see you in there. What's up, my man?
Yeah, just so you know, Roxanne took Patrick Surtain while she's trying to get on. So nice. We entered that one. So
all right, so Surtain is off the board. She got so Surtain went before Basham, before Boogie, and then Andre Sisco went. And I have two guys here. Honestly, Jared, I thought you were talking about the guy I'm gonna take. And so I came up with my backup plan, and this is my last selection. So I don't know if this is cheating, but I'm going to let you know who I'm going to take, and I'm going to let you know who I was going to take if you were going to take this guy. I'm going to take Javon Holland. I like him in Miami. I mean, that draft capital, you know, it's huge. Okay, this guy is another guy. He's all over the field. He's physical. He's got great instincts at the safety position. But what he also has is what Earl Thomas had in Seattle. He's got guys on the outside are phenomenal.
Okay? Yep.
He's got Zaven Howard. He's got Byron Jones. And then in the nickel, he's got a guy by the name of Noah Igbinoghene who can also play. He's got three lockdown corners. Holland's going to be back there cleaning up, just cleaning up. Hits, picks, hits, picks. The guy, he has the easiest job, I think, you know, at any safety. If I sat down and looked at some rosters, maybe I could pick out another one. But he's going to have a very easy job back there at safety. Give me him. He was off the board. I was going to go with Divine Diablo. I'm interested. I know Oakland, or Las Vegas, rather, they just picked every single safety they could. They're going to run a 4-7 defense. All safety, so. But this guy, he rose up the draft process. I heard a lot about him. He's got great coverage grades. We're not sure.
He's big.
He's a big dude.
Yeah,
that's what I would go with. But Holland was there. Give me Holland. Let me pencil him in. And then next on the board after me, Kyle, you are up.
So with this team, I already have two linebackers. So I'm going to go a different route. And I'm going to take Joe Tryon, edge from Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay took Tryon at the end of the first round. He's a guy coming out of Washington. He's got good size, good length. He's real athletic off the edge. And he's going to get to sit behind Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul this year and learn and maybe rotate in at some point on pass rushing downs, you know, to just go in there and get after it. But JPP will be on the last year of his deal, I believe. So, you know, next year he could be looking at a bigger role. And on Sleeper, he gets that LBDL tag. So, you know, that's a boost to his value. And I like his talent and I like his situation going forward. And I like the guys he gets to play behind because Barrett and JPP are two of the best in the game. So,
excellent.
I'm going to go with my dude.
Your dude, Justin.
Yeah, so Roxanne asked me to make her final pick for her. The internet is not working well for her. It doesn't look like she's going to be able to come back on. So if I'm making an IDP pick, at this point especially, I'm going to only pretty much look at their names, and I cannot pass up a guy with the last name of Diablo. So that's pretty badass to me. We're going to go with whoever D. Diablo for the Raiders.
Are you kidding? Did you not hear me just talk about him?
No, man. I got a lot going on right now.
Javon Diablo, that's a name, bro. He's definitely all name squad right now, for sure.
He might be the best name in all IDP rookie class here. He's the one on one.
Javon Diablo, man, that's a crazy good name.
There you go. Some behind the scenes stuff. Me and Justin I'll message him something, and he'll be messaging me the same exact thing. We're on the same wavelength. You picking Divine Diablo, not knowing I just discussed this guy prior, is pretty phenomenal. So Divine Diablo, Justin selects him on the clock next. Hollywood
for what, for what it's worth, Cox and Peters were also on my list.
Fair enough.
Don Four as well.
Is your wife listening?
That's her. Yeah. She's our, for those of you that don't know, she's our executive producer. So in other words, she tells me what to do.
All right, Hollywood, you're up.
Yeah. So I was looking at Cisco. I was looking at Holland. Both of those got going. So with two defensive linemen here, I'm going to turn around and get my linebacker here. Throw you for a loop here a little bit, probably. I'm going to go linebacker Derek Barnes from Detroit.
I like it.
He's out of Purdue, just a monster linebacker. Can do a little bit of everything, can rush the passer, can drop a coverage. Going to fit what the Lions need. They need this type of linebacker. I think they're rebuilding up there with some of the picks that they did with their defensive lineman, Aleem McNeil, and I forget the other guy. Oh, Levi Ozawunke. So I think they're completely rebuilding that defense, and Barnes can be a big part of that.
And I love Barnes' tape, man. He's got really good tape.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he transitioned his role there, and he really started to pick it up there playing off ball. He was more of a rush linebacker at first. Yeah. So like you said, Hollywood, he brings a lot to the table. So,
yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys continue to pass on my guy, and I actually get to get him because, I mean, I like to be able to talk about the number one rated PFF against the run and against the pass last year. The only player to rank in the 90s, my guy, Ronnie Perkins from Oklahoma.
Nice.
Dude, I'm telling you, steal of the draft for New England. New England does not play rookies.
Yeah.
That dude's going to get to play, bro. He is too good. All right. When you're graded that high, you know, against the rush and against the pass, you know, being a defensive lineman, he might be the next Danielle Hunter, and he's healthy, not like Danielle Hunter. So, Ronnie Perkins, last pick in the draft, steal.
Man, I had a feeling you were going there.
He's another player who just looks the part. Like, we talked Gerard Mayo earlier. Dude looked the part. Like, Ronnie Perkins, like, he just looks like a bad dude. You know, so
I wish you could see him from high school till now. You look at his pictures. You want to talk about a kid that had a glow up? That dude was like a defensive back to a beast of a linebacker turned defensive lineman. That's how big differences he's made, you know, in the weight room. And dude, he's a great tackler. He does not miss tackles. His motor never stops. He ran down a running back who had a 12-yard head start on him. And that if you watch that tape alone, Bill Belichick's like, I gotta grab this guy, you know.
So Belichick's got a date with Brady, what, week four? So
week 4,
this guy can rush the passer and get a quarterback on his back. I think he's gonna be on the field that week.
Yep, it's my guy.
All right, so that wraps it up, fellas. That is an IDP rookie mock. I appreciate all of you coming on. There was a lot of good content in here. There's definitely some food for thought. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to analyze these names. I'm going to put these on the list, create my Fantasy League watch list so I can try to pick these guys up. I'm going to go and pick them up in Shark Tank, make some bids. Before I start to, say our goodbyes to all of you, I guess I'll pass it off, you know, one at a time. I'll start with Kyle. If you could see, yeah, I'll just pass it around. We'll do a little bit of a round table. Kyle, what are your thoughts on this draft? Anything that stood out to you? Anything you liked? What are your thoughts?
Oh, no, I liked a lot of the picks. There's a lot of good value to be had. The linebackers, you know, came off the board early. I think, you know, it's pretty well noted that the linebacker group was the strength of this class IDP-wise, and they hit some solid landing spots. The edge class was always kind of a question because we were wondering where these guys were going to go because a lot of the ranges were, you know, could they go back end first? Did they go third round? So, there's a lot of good value. You know, the linebacker crew, I like, you know, like Roxanne's Jason Away pick in the second round's an upside pick. Divine Diablo pick by Justin coming in at the end, you know, just swooping right in, taking a sleeper like that is a good pick. I like the Ronnie Perkins pick at the end. There's a lot of good value to be had in this class. Talent all around the board. There were some nice landing spots, some good players, and this is a lot of fun.
All right, excellent. Jared, what were your thoughts on this draft?
Overall, great draft. You know, I would tell you, you know, I think Daryl Hollywood had a phenomenal draft with Jones and Davis. Love Basham. Loved him at the Senior Bowl. I expect to do, you know, what I expect out of Kyle. So he always brings in a good group with Colin. I actually got to watch Collins, you know, close because I'm from Oklahoma. I went to his pro day. I really, really thought the Titans were going to try to grab him. But when he slipped to Arizona, they were like, listen, we ain't passed on this guy. Knowing that they had a middle linebacker as big as that. I mean, it's hard to throw over 6'4" in the middle, guys.
Yeah.
And that dude can jump. So they're young and they're strong. So that's a smart move by them. I'm just excited to, you know, be back in this and doing it with the guys. And, you know, obviously me and Hollywood, me and Kyle go way back. And obviously me and Coach are going to be talking a lot more. So
we're boys.
I appreciate
now.
The invite. We're boys. We stay that way.
Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Friday night, boys hanging out. We had Roxanne here as well. You know, the crew's all here.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, nice.
Look at that.
Trayvon Merrick, game worn jersey.
Awesome.
I'm actually going to raffle this off to my followers. So we're going to do that this year. So
awesome.
And
awesome.
It looks small, man, but you know how they are, game worn jerseys, bro. Yeah. I mean, they look small, but they're solid. I mean, it's.
That's sweet.
Look how stretchy they are, man. They're pretty sick. So
next time next time you come on the show, if it's not raffled off yet, you're wearing that on the air.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
And then you need somebody. We need to videotape you doing some DB drills on that. Then
I don't know about that. I'm old now, bro. I'm pushing 40 now. So
I'll coach you through it, man.
Turn them hips and run.
All right.
We'll be good. All right, Hollywood. What were your thoughts on this draft?
You know, linebackers ruled the day early on. Then you started seeing your defensive line come in and then your secondary guys, which I think that's the way it goes in most IDP drafts because of the way the scoring set up. So it kind of made sense there. I just love Zaven Collins. Everything about this kid just points to superstar. couple things. Tennessee had three players on their board with their first pick. Of course, Caleb Farley was one of them. But Zaven Collins and Christian Barmore were the other two. And whichever one of those three was there, that's who they were taking. So they were lucky that two was there and Farley was a bigger need. So I can't even imagine what that defense would have been like with Barmore and Simmons up front. Man. That would have just been ugly.
Oh, yeah. Linebackers would have had a really easy job behind those two.
Yeah, and one more thing on Collins. Jared kind of mentioned it about Perkins. He started his career as a safety in high school. Mm-hmm. He gets to Tulsa. You don't – this is the kind of stuff you kind of hear about in the SEC, I guess. But he gets to Tulsa, starts hitting the weight room, and in no time he's already up to linebacker size. And at some point – in his time in Tulsa, they had to hold him back because they didn't know what to do with him because he was already pushing to be a defensive lineman. He was hitting the weight so hard. I mean, whatever their training weightlifting program is down there, everybody should follow it because I'm telling you, Zaven Collins blew up down there. It was a legit concern. They were thinking of moving him to the defensive line because he was just getting so big.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We got to find the Tulsa weightlifting program. Jared, before we get you running that, doing those DB drills, I'm going to send you the Tulsa program, all right? And then we'll get you
there.
Don't really have to do that. My uncle was the head coach at Tulsa just 5 years ago. So
then you get it for us. You get it for us. Send it to us.
All right. I'll do that. I'll hook you up.
Permafrost 77 comes in here, wants two more rounds. We next time. Maybe we'll have to. We'll do this again. You know, maybe like once.
Maybe we'll do a just an all IDP, you know, draft. Like okay. With rookies yeah. and veterans. Oh,
yeah. There you go. So next time. All right. Maybe we'll set this up, you know, for,
hey,
for
it'll get vicious then. I'm telling you. Like there'll be some upset folks.
Ten rounds.
Sounds good to me.
IDP only. All right. So we're gonna set that up. I got all your information, all you guys. We'll be talking and we'll get that going within the next month. But I do want to say I had a few interesting thoughts. You know, we had the Oliver discussion, Simmons, Kinlaw. Another thing that came to me, I'm interested to see, I feel like Collins and Simmons are going to work well together, similarly to how Gay and Bolton are going to work together. Oh, and yeah. I'm interested to see which linebacking core in the next 2 or 3 years becomes the standout core, because I think Collins and Simmons have the higher draft capital. But, you know,
it's funny you say that, though. It's because both teams' offenses are so good that that defense is going to get time because their offense gets off the field and still scores touchdowns. Right. So that's a good two groups to look at. That'll be fun. That might be an end of the year recap.
Yeah. So we do a thing called the bathroom board. And if you're familiar with Toilets and Titles, it's when we're doing our podcast episodes and, you know, I say something and one of my co-hosts is like, I don't agree with that. We say, all right, let's put it on the board. And at the end of the season, we have like all these bathroom board bets and we crown a winner. So if someone would, you know, this will be something maybe we'll talk about on the IDP episode, because guests are allowed to be on the bathroom board as well. You know, maybe one of us could take the Bolton Gay side. Someone could take the Collins. I'll take the Bolton Gay side. I'll do it. I'll say they outscore Collins and Simmons this year. So if anyone wants to,
I'll take Collins.
I'm gonna take Collins and Simmons myself. I ain't staying away from them. I watched Jordan Hicks just 2 years ago blow up, and none of those guys touched him. So that's just one player. I'm gonna take the Arizona side for sure.
Justin's in the background. We'll put it on the board. Double flusher. I'm taking two.
Double flusher.
Hashtag get flushed. We just got flushed twice. That's our bathroom board slogan. So. All right, so we got a few guests on the bathroom board. We'll have tons of time for this. So next time you come into the IDP mock, you'll know. We can throw some bets up on there when we disagree. So I'm going to start letting you guys go. This was a lot of fun. Again, it's three rounds, rookie stuff. Everybody's, you know, kind of having their dynasty drafts right now. And sometimes IDP players get a little bit overlooked. But now you got some help from us. Hopefully this helps you land some gold, you know, throughout the draft. Build up that solid IDP roster and go ahead and win yourself a title, because we're going from toilets to titles. So in the order I let you guys in on, Kyle, I'm going to let you dip. Again, it's at KBellF54. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers next time, right, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, man. This was a blast. It was great hanging with you guys. And, man, it was a lot of fun.
Catch you later, Colin. Next.
Later.
We're going to let Jared go at Jared Gray, J-A-R-O-D, Gray, Oklahoma alumni, showed off his Trayvon Mullrig jersey. Jared, we appreciate you having you on, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Check me out, the IDP 411 podcast. I do a rookie top 25 where I go over each one of my top 25. It will be a show each day. So until next time, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Catch you later on. And finally, Hollywood, the Hollywood Titan himself, I appreciate you coming on. We assembled this crew. It wouldn't have been the same without you. So we appreciate you coming on, man. He's a co-host of the IDP Nation, Debbie IDP Grind. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. This was fun. Can't wait to do it again sometime soon. So like you said, you got my information. Hit me up, and I'll be glad to come back on.
Hell yeah, man. We're going full IDP.
There you go.
EQT. All right. That's our slogan. Full IDP. EQT. It's happening next. All right, man. I'll catch you later. I appreciate you coming on.
Later.
All right, Justin, you better come in here so I can close this thing out the right way. You've been in the background all episode. There he is, my guy, at JustinFF_. Justin, you were in the background. You got to watch this thing. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts were that this was an amazing draft. I absolutely love these episodes where we have on guys that are a lot better at what we're doing and what we're talking about than me. So I can dip in the background and do what I do behind the scenes. But it's less prep work on my part, but I got to hand it to their prep work, man. These guys, they do their work, and Roxanne as well. I'm going to go ahead and throw her stuff down here at the yes. bottom as well, so you guys can catch her on Twitter and that sort of stuff. But between her and the other guys, it was a pretty awesome show, man. You did a great job of bringing on some good guests. And I mean, look at the time. We tried to shoot for an hour and we're at 59:37. And like, you never cease to amaze me, John.
Shepstradamus also knew you were going to take Divine Diablo. That's why I talked about him for you, man.
Yeah, dude, you're in my head. I don't know.
You need to go back and listen to that part. All right, we will catch you all later. Follow the show on the Twitter at Toilets and Titles. Subscribe on YouTube. Like and comment on YouTube. Throw us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Take a picture of it. Send it to us at our Toilets and Titles handle, and we will get you in the Frankenstank League. Catch you all later on.